I remember that tension between those two things and kind of the guilt that you're describing of like, okay, I got exactly what I wanted.
Right.
And now sometimes I'm having thoughts of like, man, it'd kind of be easier if I didn't get this. Yeah. It's this weird kind of situation to be in. Even when we get what we want, life isn't perfect.
And
that doesn't mean that the thing we got wasn't good or that it's not appreciated or any of that, but it can be a challenge to like work through those emotions and kind of separate them out from one another.
Welcome to Real FM Rewind,
B-side,
where we hit the rewind button to catch up and pause to go a little deeper. Here's Anson, Kara, and Zoe.
Welcome back to Real FM Rewind B-side. It's Anson, Kara, and Zoe. Glad to be hanging out with you on this spring day. It's definitely feeling like spring. Mm-hmm. Everything's blooming.
It's false hope, I think. I don't know.
I mean, I hope that it's real, but you never know. We could get one of those freeze things.
I was told not to put my winter clothes away, so
yes,
you just know there'll be that one week at some point like in the middle of April where it feels like January again,
exactly, which is ridiculous. So until then, we'll
keep things adventurous.
I know, yeah, keeps us guessing. So we're gonna kick it off with on repeat. I believe it's Anson's turn this week.
Yes, my on repeat for this week is Turbulent Skies by Lauren Daigle.
Turbulent Skies.
Yes, that one.
That one.
Built it out. I restrained.
You gotta go for it.
Well, I didn't want to scare you.
We appreciate that.
This is the latest single from Lauren Daigle off of her latest album, which was incredibly ambitious, by the way. I think it had like 23 songs on it.
Holy moly. Like
that. Yeah.
That is crazy.
But I really like this one from Lauren Daigle, Turbulent Skies. It's definitely one of the more upbeat songs on her album.
Yeah.
And I really like the upbeat ones Lauren Daigle does. One of my favorites from her previous album was Still Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Obviously, Lauren Daigle does a great ballad. That's probably the stuff that she's like most well known for and the stuff that's most popular, these like very soulful ballads. Mm-hmm. But I really like it when she gets a little bit of a beat going behind her songs, and Turbulent Skies is definitely one of those songs that has a little bit more energy and momentum to it. Mm-hmm. So I like that about it for sure. And then I really like just the theme of the song. Mm-hmm. The theme of the song is pretty straightforward. It's about God's love and how God cares for us even when we're experiencing some turbulence in our lives. To carry on the sky metaphor.
Yeah, that's good.
But basically this idea that troubles are coming from all sides. This is, you know, part of life. But in the bridge, she says, I know the one who parted clouds of fire by night, delivering the darkness to the light. He's with us as we ride on turbulent skies. And I think that sums up the song pretty well.
Yeah.
That just encouragement that God is with us even when the air gets rough. And that's a relatively like common occurrence. I appreciate that acknowledgement that I think has become more prevalent in Christian music over the last decade or so.
Yeah.
Like there's a little bit more of an engagement with, things are not always rosy and perfect.
Yes.
But we can still have the hope and the positivity and all the stuff that, you know, kind of contemporary Christian music is known for, even when things are not perfect.
Yeah.
And good. So I appreciate that. Honesty.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's got such a different vibe when I listen to it. I feel continually surprised as I'm listening. I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, so
Lauren Daigle does some like really creative things, like just with her music production too, in terms of like brass sections and things that aren't necessarily super popular with other artists. So yeah, there's some things like that that are creative that I really appreciate.
Really fun.
Just musically as well.
We interrupt this program to bring you a pause.
All right, it's my turn for on pause. And I know last week, Kara, we talked about unlearning stuff from youth, and it was kind of like a serious topic. And
so serious.
I thought that I could provide us a little more jokey levity stuff, but that just didn't happen this week. Sorry.
That's okay. You don't
but
have
we'll
to.
Find we'll find ways to laugh through the pain.
We always do. It's fair. It's okay.
So what I want to talk about, and I'm very curious to hear your stories maybe in this, because I'm sure I'm not the only one who's experienced this, but probably one of the first times in my life where I had God, you know, he came through, provided a way, he blessed me, he answered prayers, and you're on the other side of that, and you're like, oh, wait,
this is what that is.
This is reality. This is my hopes, my expectations are now It's different than what I thought, perhaps.
Like, just because I got what I wanted doesn't mean that everything is perfect.
My goodness.
Like, kind of. So, like, the example that I've been speaking about this week is my full-time job that I now have. And it was, you know, something 6 months. Everyone knows. I talked on and on about it.
Yeah.
Oh, poor me. Don't have a job. But, yeah, so, like, I was very much, like, in prayer and depending upon God. And then he provided a way. And it is a big blessing. My job is a blessing. And so, as I've been working through what a full-time job actually feels like and what it actually is, I felt these feelings within my heart that were very like stirring of negativity, of frustration, of angst. Yeah. Some like, you know, wait, why is it this way? And I don't get to do this YXZ thing, or all kinds of different stuff. And I felt guilty for feeling that way, because it's almost like saying, oh God, I don't like this nice thing you gave me. And I didn't want to be like negative. And so I felt kind of guilty about feeling this way. And so then I kind of went, because I'm a problem solver, I was like, okay, we need to fix this. I cannot be negative. I do not want God to be mad at me for not appreciating his gift. So I'm very intense. So on the bright side of things, I was able to kind of do some problem solving and realize, okay, I can change my environment. I can sit near the sun and that makes me feel better while I'm working, or more caffeine, or so like I was able to start like mitigating and find ways to work around the problems that I was having.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was also like reflecting on, well, this is also reality. Yes. Things aren't what we dream and hope and expect.
Yeah.
So that's my story. Yeah. Now, I would love to be encouraged by your stories.
I don't know if this is encouraging, but what you're talking about makes me remember the time when we had young kids, like younger than they are now, as in like right after they were born. There was one period of time in particular where my wife and I experienced a miscarriage. And that was a really, really challenging time. And in the aftermath of that, my wife and I spent a lot of time praying for our third child, that God would give us a third child. And there was a lot of, you know, fear and things around that because of our experience that we had just had. But my wife became pregnant again. She had a healthy baby. Axel is now a wonderful little part of our family. But in the middle of the like overwhelming joy that we felt of God answering our prayer and us literally naming this boy, you know, God provided, we also had to deal with the reality of taking care of a newborn, which is, at least for me, and not everyone's the same, but that's like one of the most stressful periods of my life, is every time we had like a 0 to 1 year old. Like that phase is just really, really hard. At least I think so.
Yeah.
Lots of like sleep deprivation and just lack of thinking clearly and just a lot of feelings of stress. And so it was this kind of very, like emotionally confusing time, I guess, because we're simultaneously like celebrating this like wonderful provision and answer to prayer.
Right.
And also it made life a lot more difficult, at least for a period of time.
Right.
Exactly.
So that's what it makes me think of. It's just, I remember that tension between those two things and kind of the guilt that you're describing of like, okay, I got exactly what I wanted.
Right.
And now sometimes I am even having thoughts of like, man, it'd kind of be easier if I didn't get this, but you know, and it's this weird kind of situation to be in. But I think it goes back to what I said a minute ago of like, even when we get what we want, life isn't perfect. And that doesn't mean that the thing we got wasn't good or that it's not appreciated or any of that, but it can be a challenge to like work through those emotions and kind of separate them out from one another and learn to live in that tension. And I think that's one of the things that I've learned the most over the years is like that tension pretty much always exists to some extent. Right. Sometimes of our lives are more joyful than others or more difficult than others. But there's also like elements of joy and challenge in every season. Even if you're depressed, hopefully there's little tiny moments where something breaks through that. Even when you're having a really joyful season, there's going to be bad days.
Right.
Right. And usually it's a little more than just a bad day here or there, too. That tension just always exists, and learning to live in that tension in a way that acknowledges the turbulent skies. But also celebrates like the joy of living and God's love for us. That's a really difficult space to occupy sometimes. So I don't know that I necessarily have like a ton of words of wisdom other than just to acknowledge it's real and it's challenging.
Yeah.
I think this is a great topic and so
1000% relatable. But I think it's particularly applicable when you're in a new season of life.
Yeah.
So whether that's a new job, new baby, new marriage.
Right.
Like, holy cow, the first year of marriage was hard for me.
Yeah. I was told after the fact that the first year is the hardest.
Really?
I was expecting a honeymoon season. Like,
oh, wow.
Packaging was not accurate on the label at all.
See, I was told that would be hard. But... And I don't remember who said this to me. I think it was one of my friends who's a wise counselor, maybe, that like basically any new season you go into, even if it's for a good thing, it involves grief because it's
you lose
something.
Yeah.
You're letting go of something that was and to step into something new. Mm. And some of those feelings that you're feeling, it's number one, grief. And number two, you don't have to feel guilty about it because the reason you're grappling with that is because you're taking it seriously. You're taking your new job seriously. You're taking this new baby seriously, this new marriage. And you're going, oh, wow, this is a big life change. Mm-hmm. And I want to take it seriously. And it requires more than I realized up front. And that's hard. But it's a good thing that like you're grappling with that because, again, it means that you care about it. It means you want to do well in it. But it still makes it really hard like in that season. And I remember same as you Zoe, my first job out of college, I waited a year and struggled. And so then any bad days that you have, you kind of have this in the back of your mind, but I prayed for this,
right?
But I wanted this so badly.
Exactly.
Why is it hard? Well, that's one of those horrible things that like we say to it's like it's hard because like life is hard. And even the good parts of life, there are these sticky spaces in those places, but especially in the beginning. I think that's important to realize, like especially in transitional seasons, it's extra hard. And I think it gets a little better, but like when you're transitioning from being used to one way of living to a completely different way, it's gonna be a little bumpy.
Turbulence,
guys.
Extra grace for ourselves during those seasons.
100%. And be like, because those are normal feelings.
That tension that I was talking about, and that like it's just gonna be even more,
it's going to be
evident during those seasons. That's really good.
Yeah, I think that's really important. So give yourself grace, give yourself a break. Don't beat yourself up and don't feel like God's going to be mad at you because I feel like he knows. Yeah, this is going to be a little bumpy. Hang on. Here we go. We're going to go over some rapids now. But
right.
Like, hang on.
That's,
I'm in this boat with you.
That's kind of the ironic part of that attitude, right? Of like, oh, I don't want to disappoint God. Like, it's understandable, but also if we stop and think about it, well, one, obviously God already knew what this is going to be like.
Right.
And you could kind of almost picture him up there kind of going like, oh, you want that? Yeah, I'm going to, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give that to you.
That.
And then you're going to need some help. Like, but I'll be here for that too.
I guess we kind of forget we still need God even after the prayer is answered.
Right.
It's like, okay, he answered my prayer. We're good now.
That's it.
Oh, he's still, we still need him.
That'll preach, Zoe.
That'll preach.
Fast forward.
All right, it's my turn for fast forward. This is going to be, you know, just like an obvious eye roll, but I am super looking forward to the sunlight returning.
The sunlight.
Yes,
the darkness.
Yes.
Oh, we've got the time change this weekend,
which I am sad about losing a little bit of sleep, but I think it's worth it for the trade-off of sunlight because Anson and I get off work at like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And so right now we get off work and it's like, well, the day is over. It's time to go to bed is what it feels like or it looks like outside.
Yeah.
So I am stoked about some sunlight lasting a little bit longer so I get home and I can at least pretend to be a human for a little more than an hour before my bed.
Yes.
Why can't they just get their act together in Congress or wherever and make daylight saving time permanent?
Like, I know.
That's what I want.
I know.
Yeah. What's unfortunate is it's the day after my birthday.
Oh.
So that'll be interesting waking up to that.
Yeah.
But I am also excited for some more vitamin D because I got off earlier than you guys do at my big girl job that I have. So I'm looking forward to like maybe being able to go on a walk, you know, or go biking even, or just like be outside, like enjoying the day instead of being cooped up in an office or inside, you know.
Yes.
So that'll be good.
It'll be good for all of us.
Yeah, seasonal depression's real.
It's very real. I take vitamin D in the winter, so now I'll get it from the source.
The real source.
It really does feel like a little bit of a like coming out of hibernation.
Yeah.
With the time change and spring and all of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've been in this dark cave all winter and finally
it's time.
The sun has returned.
Turbulent skies no more. Anyway, enjoy. Hope you get some extra rest this weekend in spite of the time change and enjoy the sunlight.
Thanks for listening to the Real FM Rewind. Make sure to check out all of our podcasts on the Real FM app or at real.fm. And don't forget, be kind and rewind.